it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
All right, Paul Ramo broadcasting live from Heather Nursery and Floral here in Dawson today. We're not in the studio. We're at Dwayne's shop, Dwayne.
Hey, yeah, Heather Nursery and Floral in Dawson. Hey, welcome home.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks.
Yeah, so.
Thanks to Maynard for filling in for me. Did Maynard know a lot of garden stuff and all stuff?
He knows it all. He can do the show. We're going to retire.
Okay.
No, Maynard did great.
Good.
He had a lot of good questions and good conversation and people called in questions, so it was good.
That's good. And speaking of calling in questions, you can do that now if you're listening. Call 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 for any lawn or garden question for Dwayne. I know there's a lot of questions because the gardens are in full bloom and garden
a lot of
produce.
A lot of things going on out there. But before that, I heard you were on vacation up by Duluth, and that's a fantastic area to be in. You saw some waterfalls and enjoyed nature and saw some wildfire damage.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
Right. Well, this is probably from a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
We drove through some forest that had been wildfires a couple of years ago. And I was just asking Dwayne, how long till that growth comes back and so it looks nicer, you know? It was sad to see.
Yeah, you know, hate to tell you, but that's the way nature planned it out, that you burn the forest down and you get new forest back, okay? A lot of seeds, from like especially pine trees, have to be activated by a fire. And so their pine cones actually explode and the seeds come out. So fire, I'm sorry, a lot of people think they're bad, but that's the way nature has developed and how it reforested itself.
That's right. I knew some of that, but
but
when you drive by there, look how sad this looks.
Yeah.
So
it will look, it doesn't take long to get, well, I know it takes a long time to grow a tree.
Yeah.
Because everybody goes, well, I'm not planting a tree, I'll never see it.
Yeah.
Well, if you never plant it, you will never see it.
So,
you know, so don't be afraid to plant a tree or get it out there. And from all this hot weather too, if you look where the grass is still nice, it's underneath the trees where it's gotten some shade. A lot of lawns have been burnt out from that hot weather.
Yep.
It was terrible. And that's our plant of the week.
Yep.
Our plant of the week was lawns, and we put a picture on Facebook there. And if you look at that, it's dotted all over.
Yep.
And that's a fungus problem. That's a...
It looks like it's dead, but it's more of a fungus problem.
It's dead. It is dead, or it is dying. And if it's that patchy like that, you got to spray that with a fungicide.
Okay, you're just over at my lawn.
We did a lot of things to your lawn. We fertilized your lawn, Paul. We killed crabgrass.
I had some good crabgrass growing there, didn't I?
You had a number one biggest crabgrass I've seen for here. Paul put in sidewalks and
a patio and driveways,
and then they put dirt along the edges and stuff, and then we're going to wait till this fall and seed it. Well, it came back with crabgrass with a vengeance.
It did.
It's huge. So I went over there and sprayed the crabgrass, so now Heather Nursery and Floral Landscaping crew is going to go and till along the edges, and then we'll seed it, and we'll get the fall rains.
All right, can't wait. You guys do a great job.
Well,
you're on top of things all the time.
And then we also sprayed your trees while we're there.
Nice.
Yep.
And the purpose for spraying the trees is protect them from disease?
Well, diseases and bugs, and also give them a good shot of fertilizer to keep them going. I had a privilege. It was Monday. What day is it today?
Thursday?
It must have been Tuesday night. Was over at Carmen Fernholz's, and his sister, Katie Fernholz.
Okay.
And she's involved with a lot of forestry-type stuff. Her organization that she is called Dovetail, and they do a lot of things with forestry. And she goes, you know, she works a lot down in the southeastern part of the United States. Because they grow trees like we grow corn.
Oh, wow.
Okay? So if you want to do anything with trees, you go down to the southeast. And she says they even fertilize their trees down there. we don't fertilize our trees because we think they're going to just go. They need more fertilizer here than down there because we're on grassland USA here. We're not on tree land. So they need a little special attention. So don't forget about your trees.
All right.
Paul isn't forgetting about his trees.
I think everyone should plant a tree every year somewhere.
Well,
keep the trees planted. So.
Exactly.
So you mentioned the tree land or the soil for trees. What different that than grass?
Completely different. We have alkaline soils here, which is a different pH. Okay, trees they like a base or a acidic type soil, and that's not here. So you got to kind of watch what trees you grow here, because otherwise they'll get chlorotic, which is leaves turning yellow.
So okay.
That's why another reason why you need to fertilize your trees.
Interesting. Yeah. So let's get back to the lawns here. That's our plant of the week is our lawns.
And the lawns need attention, let me tell you.
Why do they need attention?
Well,
because of the weather?
The weather, the hot. Okay, hot was one. The second one was humidity. And with that high humidity, you get the ideal conditions to get this rust or other fungal problems. And so if you have, it's almost like the nicer the lawn, the better grass you have in there, the more problems you got. Okay, especially if you're irrigating your lawn and keeping it wet now and it's just humid. So
how do I fix that problem then?
I'm glad you asked that. I created a solution called it's called Biomentrum Lawn Care Solution. It has natural bacteria and fungi in it, and our fungus will attack fat fungus and stop that condition.
Okay.
So, Biomentum Lawn Care Solution.
All right, pick that up from Dwayne here.
You bet.
So, what's our horticultural concern of the week?
Let's back up one more thing.
Yep.
The other thing with the lawns, I went and looked at a lawn the last 2 days, a couple lawns, and completely brown, just brown. And you could go grab the grass, you know, like that, and you could pull it right up. It just rolled right back
with the roots and everything.
There was no roots left. That's the problem. Grub worms under there like crazy.
Ooh.
So got to watch the grub worms. And if you pull it up during the heat of the day, you probably won't see a lot of grubs. But during when it cools off and you do that, you'll see these white C-shaped insects under there. And they're hungry creatures. They can eat the whole lawn.
Wow. And how do you fix that? Same thing?
Well, you can. Yes, you can use the same thing. But that's a tougher one. And it's an insect. So we have a grub X3, which is a grub insect killer, and you can spread that on there, and that'll take care of your grubs. Remember Beaumont Boris?
Yep.
Way back when I first started out, we were helping Beaumont Boris landscape his house and stuff, and he had this brown lawn, and we actually rolled his lawn up, okay? We could roll it up because there's no roots under there. And we rolled it up, and it was still laying there and rolled. And we went to lunch into Madison, came back, and I've never seen this. It was like it snowed. All those grub worms came back up, and it was just packed with grub worms. There were billions of grub worms there.
Oh, wow.
So they can, when they overpopulate, they'll eat the roots right off your grass.
Okay. What's our horticultural concern of the week?
Please? I don't know if you heard these loud pitches going on. It's the cicadas, the bug.
Yep.
And
They damage plants?
What they do is they like the xylem, which is the water-carrying tissue of the trees or shrubs, and they like the tender bud, so they're mostly out on the branches, and they'll actually slit the branch and lay their eggs in there, okay? Mm. So that's about what the damage they do. They don't really defoliate a plant or anything like that. And cicadas, it has that high-pitched sound, and they usually go in cycles, they say 13 to 17 years. There are annual ones that come up every year, but the reason that they stay in the ground for 17 years is a protection device that they all don't come out at the same time, so their predators don't kill them all.
Wait a minute now. Cicadas stay in the ground 17 years?
In the larva form, they can stay in the ground 17 years and then they come out. Problem is that it's not just every 17 years. Certain ones come out every year.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yep. They're loud. I was visiting my son in Wichita, Kansas, and we were sitting in the backyard. We could hardly talk because they were so loud.
They're as loud as a lawnmower or a tractor type thing. You know why they do that?
Why?
You know, it's the male insect that's making that sound, okay? It's trying to attract a mate. And you know what it does?
What?
It's showing off its muscles, okay? It's showing its muscles off, and when it does that, its ribs will hit each other, and that's what gives off that noise.
Wow.
So
I wish my ribs would hit at each other. That one makes it's a, there's a lot there between my ribs.
Yeah, but it's the ribs that are actually knocking into each other that make that noise.
Okay.
Okay, we got a question for you here.
Yep.
Okay. This is from Tom Heinrich. He says he bought a plant a couple of months ago from Dwayne. What was it? What do I do with it? It's about 5 feet tall already.
Tell him he can call me. He bought a philodendron, okay? And that's good. He can pinch it off. You know, a lot of people are afraid to prune their plants, okay? But if you nip the ends, I think he's got kind of a viney plant, you can nip that and it'll get thicker on the bottom and not grow so tall.
Okay.
I get that call all the time, and then they get this plant that's 19 feet tall that can't fit in my house anymore, so they want me to take it back. And what am I going to do with it? A lot of people donate it to the hospital or nursing home or something like that.
Okay. Chris, I have some questions for you,
Dwayne. A lot of questions.
Yeah. Do you remember what they were?
Or old.
Rabbits eating flowers?
Rabbits eating flowers, deer eating flowers, chipmunks have been eating flowers. They're hungry too, hey?
Yeah.
So you can get a repellent, okay? Also, one way to do it is there's a product called Milorganite, which is a fertilizer. It's made out of human waste. And you can sprinkle that as a fertilizer in your plant. And the animals don't like that smell. They don't like to smell people, okay? And you don't really smell. We don't have a good enough nose to smell that. And that's one way. Or you can. We have a pepper spray, that the cayenne peppers, you can spray that on there. They don't like the taste of that either. That'll keep them away.
And it doesn't hurt the plants?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
All right.
And so there's repellents you can spray in there. That's what I would do. One of the other questions she had was that these holes in the ground by her plants, and they're kicking up the dirt, and it's kind of a little pebble type thing. And what it is, I call them ground wasps or sand wasps. And they're a big wasp. They don't really sting you, so they're not going to really hurt you, but I don't think a lot of ladies are going to go out there and play with them. So you can, they don't last very long. They're not going to be around very long. But if you really bother you, we have a powder. It's in a poofer can, they call it. And so you, at night, those wasps will go back into their hole, and you poof this down the hole, and that will kill them.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right, we're out of time, Dwayne.
Already?
Yeah, so we got the Dawson Chamber meeting to go to.
Yeah, so the Dawson Chamber people are listening, you know, it's today, and that's always fun, and listen to what's going on around the city of Dawson.
All right, go ahead.
Stop at Heather Nursery and Floral and Landscaping. We're doing a lot of landscaping right now. The crews are out there. And
yeah, you had a crew just walk through the office here.
They said if they talk, will they get on the air? Paul was going to interview them all, but they went to lunch.
Okay.
But Heather Nursery, Madison Dawson, Montevideo, hours roughly from 8 till 5, and in Monty on Saturday till noon. And if you have any questions, don't be afraid to call me. I'm mainly in Dawson, or Randy's in Montevideo, girls in Madison, so I'm glad to help you out.
All right, thanks, Dwayne. It's fun broadcasting from your shop here in Dawson today.
Well, thank you for coming, and we got to do this more often.
All right, there's another garden show with Dwayne Hasted from Heather Nursery and Floral.